If you're really unconscious, there's less turmoil, less discomfort, because you don't realize there's something else. So although you're not happy, the majority of people think that's the way life is. And although they don't know they're saying it is, how can I get through life the way it is? Then as you start to see another possibility, then comes, no, it doesn't have to be like this, but I don't know how it can be like that. So then there's a sort of gap in the middle. You're not fully unconscious and you haven't woken up yet. And there's the classic story about a small town that had two wells. One was in the castle and one was in the village. And the king in the castle upset the local witch, so she poisoned the village well so that everybody that drank from there, which was everybody, went insane. But as everybody was insane, they didn't realize they were insane. But as the king was still sane and different, they all thought he was insane. So the only way for him to keep out of trouble was to drink from the well and be the same as everyone else. Once you've seen that you're not the same as everyone else, then when it's inconvenient, you keep trying to stay in that level and just be a little bit more awake, but you can't do it. You've now seen the possibility. But then what the majority of people do when they start to see that is, how can I fix the things that are convenient to fix and feel better? Well, when you reach a certain stage, you can't do that. You can't go back and you can't stay where you are. And so there isn't another way except to looking for what's possible. So, what's possible? The area to look at, to clear, to balance, are all the things you're trying to avoid. So some people have a high sexual energy, afraid of sex, afraid of the opposite sex, so do everything they can to avoid it. They meditate and do mantras and yoga and anything, rather than go into an area where they're uncomfortable. Other people don't want to be responsible or earn a living or... We all have something major that we're trying to avoid, but underneath, the thing that everybody's trying to avoid is themselves, with no entertainment. So most people are terrified to be alone, with nothing to keep them busy. So most people are trying to fill in their time in some way. They don't know they're filling in their time, but that's really what they're doing. Even people that meditate and do yoga, what they're doing is trying to avoid that gap. And until you've faced whatever you need to face, you'll always be on the run away from yourself. Now, eventually, it comes up for most people is being alone. Now, being alone can be with or without people. Being alone means, I don't know. I don't know where I came from. I don't know what I'm doing here or what I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. I don't know. And then not going into that, but trying to settle that, give it an answer in some way. And there isn't an answer. To the fundamental, we need to experience it. We need to be with it. Now, when I say to be alone, it doesn't mean to say you have to go into a cave. You can be in the life, but realize, start to see, oh, I did that just not to, I'm doing this to avoid, and just seeing it and seeing it. And so that's what goes on with most relationships, trying to fill in the gap, that empty space inside, fill it up with somebody. The trouble is, nobody's the right shape to fill that gap. They don't fit. Not only that, they're trying to get you to fill their gap, and you're the wrong shape. So in most relationships, you're trying to shape each other to fill in the part that's empty in you. And you can't do that. It won't work. That's why relationships don't work. That's why you probably don't know one single couple living together in harmony and joy and delight in each other. It doesn't work. And in fact, nothing works except to be with whatever comes up for you, whatever that is. Now you have a spring inside, you're wound up, and there's a lot of anger in that. And so what comes up is when that you feel threatened in that way, you unwind and react. And until you're ready to look at that, take responsibility, take a deep breath and say, yeah, this is, I can see what I'm doing and I'll take responsibility for that and I'll stop doing it. I'll stop running away. I'll stop trying to change it. I'll stop trying to work on it. I will have this sensation. And I'll stay with it, and I'll stay with it, and I'll stay with it. Maybe it'll go, maybe it won't. But even if I do nothing else in this lifetime, I'm going to take care of that one particular thing. And it's usually not wanting to be alone. It's usually, as you have seen, because you're not a mediocre person, on the level we live life, it's pointless. There is no point to life. Just making money and doing this and doing that. No, that's just a wheel and it doesn't work. It keeps people at a certain lower level of consciousness engaged, busy. But when you start to wake up, it doesn't do that anymore. It's no longer a pacifier. We have to look at that and be with that. But that's work. It's a lot of work. It means you've got to be there each moment with the emptiness inside. There is no point to life. There is nothing to live for. And that's the way it is. If you're not here in this moment now, and grateful for what is, disconnecting from your complaint about what isn't, then you're lost. And you'll go on being lost. Even to the point that one day you may have a fatal accident, but it won't be an accident. Somewhere that's what you wanted. You wanted to get out. But you see, there is no out. You do that, you'll be back. Over and over and over. In fact, you've probably tried that before. There is no out. There is what needs to be taken care of. And if you get out, it doesn't matter. There is no time as such. It's endless. And it can be settled this lifetime. This lifetime is quite exceptional. It's a very high level of energy this time for going one way or the other. So just coming back to the mundane, we try to make relationships work. They don't work. They're only there to help you to see yourself more clearly. And then, are you going to take care of where you're not clear? Taking care means being with and not knowing. Being in the moment just as it is, feeling what you're feeling. The thoughts, the emotions, the body sensations, the reactions, and don't do it. Don't energize it. Don't suppress it. Don't energize it. Have that energy to take you deeper into what is usually your despair. And feel it. Eventually, when you felt the depth of it, it disappears. It's gone. It's done its job. It's finished. So you say, wanting to change it. Well, of course you want to change it. You don't want it to be uncomfortable. Of course you don't. But what you don't realize is two things. You can't change it. If you could, you'd have done it already. You're bright enough, you're intelligent enough, you'd have changed it already. But you can't, because every time you change it, it's like smoke. It just goes into another level. You can't change it. But wanting it to be different is natural. Of course you want it to be different. Of course you want to feel better. But it's realizing that you can't. So how come you can't? I can tell you exactly, precisely, why you can't change it. Because you don't know what the it is, because you've never been to the bottom of it. You go part the way down, it gets uncomfortable, you want to change it, you go scrambling back up, you divert yourself, you do something else. You don't know what it is. And the example I always use is jealousy. Unless you go to the absolute bottom of jealousy, you will never change it because you don't know what jealousy is. You know that you don't like it, you know that you feel uncomfortable, you feel insecure, you've got angry, you've got revengeful, you know all these things, but all these are symptoms of something that's happening. And you don't know what that happening is until you say, I am going to experience this experience. You even take off the word jealousy. I am going to experience what I'm experiencing now to its depth. Not because it's going to go, but because it's there. This is what's happening. I am going to be with what's happening. And incidentally, and this has nothing to do with it fundamentally, incidentally, the only reason it's there is because you need it to be there. You've created this gap in your life to experience this, to evolve, to get clear. So, first of all, you don't know what you're running away from. And second, you're trying to run away from something which is exactly what you need in order to evolve. So often, you get the experience you need and you spend all your energy trying to get away from it. So one thing that's just been mentioned is, I don't know what I'm here for. Right. But it doesn't matter. Because you're here. This is it. And where is here? You see, here is a whole idea of the mind. That here is the planet or this or that. No, it's not. Here is here. It's right here now. And this is all there is. There is more to this here than we're realizing, than our senses are picking up. And this is this moment. And what the system says, I do not want this moment as it is, and I'm looking for a solution so I feel better. Until you're ready to be with what is, without complaint, to experience it for however long, however deep you need to experience it, you won't go beyond it. And I'm not saying you've got to be in a room on your own to experience that. You've just got to realize wherever you go, you're alone. You are totally alone. Your connection with people is just an illusion. Nobody meets, nobody connects. Everybody's in their own world, projecting a reality on the outside. Nobody sees you. They see their projection of you. And their projection is to do with their acceptance and their judgment. That's who they're projecting. That's who they're with in that moment. And they do exactly the same to themselves. They're never with themselves. They're with the ideas they've been given about who they're supposed to be. So it's being with ourselves as we are, just as we are, in each moment. But not as a project. It's just, that's the way it is. So don't take it seriously. This is the way it is. And what is the maximum potential of this? So you could get put in prison and fight the fact that whatever you did and whatever the authorities are put, you're going, or you could say, I'm in prison. This is my reality. What is my maximum potential? Can I volunteer? Can I get a correspondence course? Can I volunteer to dig the garden? Can I? Or it's solitary confinement? They won't let me out? Right. What's my maximum potential here? I can't go anywhere. So I'll be here. Instead of complaining or wanting, I will be here. Which will turn into meditation because it isn't. But most people can be in solitary confinement and they go mad. It's solitary confinement, by some psychologists, is considered torture. But nobody's torturing them. They're torturing themselves. They're fighting what is in the moment instead of looking at what is the maximum potential of the moment. But I'm talking about every moment. What's the maximum potential of every moment, every person, every situation? And all the time realizing we don't know what's going on. We don't know who we are. We keep thinking we know who the other person is. But how can you know who the other person is when you don't know yourself? How can you know the color of a flower when you're looking through green glasses? Everything's colored by green. Everything we look at is colored by our conditioning and what we're fighting. We don't know anything. So just being here now, yes, I may have green glasses on or pink glasses on, I don't know. And I am having this experience in this moment. What's the maximum potential of this experience?